go on maybe another one, but at the end of the row, you know, he just stopped and looked around after he turned around and set the plow, you know, and well, the idea would have been that granddaddy would take the harness off and he laid it on the plow, you know. Times up to dinner, he'd water him and feed him, you know. Well, that was, he darned that ring, but I just often thought that horse could tell just as well when he'd hear that, and some had horns, you know, and they'd blow them a cow's horn, and hunting a heap of them, use them, you know, for the dogs in the woods, and when they get strayed off or something and they're ready to come in, well, they blow that horn, you know, and the dogs would usually come. But she didn't do that. They had a heavy piece of iron kind of made three corners around and hung up with a little chain there, you know. She could hit that with a hammer and make quite a lot of noise, all right, when it was 12, you know. And that horse would turn around just plumb good. I'd maybe be hoeing or something along, or if I wouldn't be working out there following my granddaddy up and down the rows or something. He'd go on, turn around just as nice, you know, and look back and stop.
On the rows, what do you call the places where you drop those seeds in?
Well, that would be, they call them rows, you know, about every 3 feet would be a mound, and throw that up with a plow, you know, and plant the stuff there, up there, and then this middle of, between it, where the water and stuff, you know, kind of drained and went along that,
and that middle part?
Yeah.
Where the horse walked?
No, the horse would walk if he was plying him up. Yeah, he would walk up and down that, but if he planted anything, he'd walk up on top of it, and one would have a plow ordinarily, you know, and a metal sweep, they call them. They're stamped out and holes in them and bent, you know, in the shape of the plow. And when they got done, well, the blacksmith used in several places around that heat them with coal and a forge, you know, that forced air in that coal or under it, and it'd get red hot, just red hot, you know, all along the edge, and then he hammered them out to make them sharp, and then finally maybe filed them a little up in a vise, you know, to smooth the edges up, and they would be cold, you know. It would be hard to ignite, but it with this in the forge, you know, there was a, it cranked the thing. I have a 1 hour channel, you know, in this shelf, and it forces the air up, and it makes very hot with the coal after it's far, and you just lay the piece of iron in there, and no time it'll be red hot and can bend a large piece of something over anvil easy, you know, the tongs to hold it, and then hammer in the other hand, and that was a blacksmith way.
Did they do anything else? What else did the blacksmith do?
Huh?
What else would the blacksmith do?
Well, he'd put shoes on the horses, for one thing.